Here with me in this interview, I have Julie Carrier with the University of Arkansas, Fayetteville. And here at this Transition to a Bioeconomy conference, you were talking about the cellulosic biorefinery and co-products and other things that would go along with this. What was kind of some of the key points that you wanted people to know about on this topic?
In the cellulosic refinery world, we're going to be having a lot of biomass that is going to be at the gate of the biorefinery. And DOE has been a leader in this field, and they have established a map of the possible feedstocks that are going to be at the different biorefineries. And this is going to be very regional. So the Southeast is going to have feedstocks that, for example, California will not be having. So out of these feedstocks, maybe prior to conversion, especially in the biochemical process, I'm talking about pretreatment, enzymatic hydrolysis, and fermentation, there is a possibility that there could be some high-value products that could be extracted before the pretreatment, especially if these products can be extracted with mild conditions with water.
Well, and I thought it was very interesting, some of those potential co-products, if you will, that you were looking at or that you have found through your research. What are some examples of some of them?
Well, what we've worked on is switchgrass, and we see that with a very mild wash of the switchgrass, so we're talking about water at 80 degrees C or 80 or 90 degrees C, which is a lot lower than the temperatures that will be required in pretreatment, which can be around 160, 140 degrees C. You can get a concoction that contains flavonoids, and this water-based extract inhibits the bad cholesterol oxidation. So maybe we can find uses for these flavonoids that are extracted from switchgrass prior to conversion.
Now, and with that kind of finding, are you, and I assume this is a work in progress still, do you have, or are you, you know, at a point where you can help a plant or a facility or a company that's looking at this type of production and maybe, you know, bring it into a commercial application yet?
Well, we have good ideas of the content. But again, plants are dynamic organisms, and it's very important to look at when those flavonoids are at their maximum. And that might not coincide when you want to harvest the biomass for the cellulosic biorefinery. But when plants get deployed and when plants start using feedstocks, because it's a hard process to establish, and it's a very costly process to establish the whole pretreatment, enzymatic hydrolysis, fermentation, and people are very, very busy with that at this point. But once things get a little more settled down and plants do start appearing, then maybe it will be interesting to take a look at the mass balances that we can obtain by, I mean, how much of these compounds we can really obtain given the mass of feedstock that's going to be seeing the day, that's going to be seeing the plant every day.
Anybody that's going to invest in a plant, want to build one, is going to be looking at ways to make it profitable. Mm-hmm. So besides the ethanol, which hopefully or would probably be the primary, I guess, mm-hmm. source of income, co-products like this, because we look at it with ethanol, you've got the DDGs, mm-hmm. But when it comes to the cellulosic, I don't know that I've frankly heard a whole lot about co-product generation along with it. So I think that's very interesting. Anything else about the work that you're doing that you think this group would be interested to know, you want to share that we didn't touch on?
I'm also working on the deconstruction of the sugars, because the cellulosic plant will need to deconstruct the sugars. Well, I mean the biochemical route. You'll have to deconstruct the sugars and then ferment the sugars. And the deconstruction of the sugars is quite challenging, especially the deconstruction of the hemicellulose. So I'm working on that also.
Well, I know that there's a lot of research being done and a lot that needs to be done still before we get this to where we ultimately want it to be. So I thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with me about the work that you're doing here at the Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.